must not be late. Going to work in tall buildings. When I retire, my life is my own. Paid all my payments, it's time to go home. And wonder what happened betwixt and between when I went to work in tall buildings. And so it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings.
Thank you. That was one I got to record in St. Harmony with John on. Here's one that I was, again, early in his career, I was fortunate to get in on it. Living close to Nashville, Tennessee, when my dad would, well, we were farmers, and so when my dad would climb on the roof and adjust the antenna, we could get some Nashville television stations. And heck, I thought everybody got to watch these great Grand Ole Opry performers on TV all the time, like we did. We were getting Nashville. And on Saturday afternoon, there would be a variety of half-hour shows. I now know they were syndicated shows. And I think it would start with like a half-hour Ernest Tubb, Bill Anderson, the Wilburn Brothers, Porter Wagoner had a show. My favorite would be, we're on Central Time, favorite at 6:30, Flatten Scruggs. And so it was, I had no idea what education I was really getting just by watching TV. And I thought everybody saw that, but when I got out away from Kentucky, I realized that wasn't the case. So I was very fortunate one afternoon, it was the Wilburn Brothers show, and I saw this guy playing a banjo with a Earl Scruggs forward roll while he sang. And I'd never seen anyone do that. Didn't know that could be done, actually. And next trip to Nashville, I found this record. I didn't catch his name. So we got to Nashville, I found the record at the Ernest Tubb record shop, and it was this guy, John Hartford. And so I was really enamored with his picking, but the songwriting was really on par with some of the greatest that ever came out of Nashville. So he was writing these beautiful love songs. So here's one of his love songs that I enjoy so much.